So good morning. It's been a week. Well, it's a kind of a week that feels like a year. I've seen this called the Lentiest Lent of all Lents. And I wonder, what am I called to do? What am I called to do? What are we called to do? I have bounced from fear and anger to resolve and even some joy. And I have no answers as to why any of this is happening. But I know I have to respond. We are all attempting to respond. And in that, we are living into some of the deeper parts of our faith story. St. Mark's lay folks are doing morning prayer 6 days a week. There are 15 or so people on it at any given day, and it models our Thursday noon Eucharist, which is sort of a crazy mashup of a simple chapel Eucharist service and our sermon seminar. Eland and Chris had figured this out, and they're making it work. And if you have a laptop or a landline, you can wrestle down some ideas, talk theology, and spend time with your friends. And it is a gift. The same is true of Compline. Joe, Caitlin, and Caleb are doing it Monday through Saturday on Facebook Live at 8:30. And you're more than welcome to join and be present to that community. We're all trying to do a service here. And does it make sense? Are we doing it perfectly? I don't know. Does it allow us to rejoice in who we are as a community? Is it good enough? Can you connect with people through a screen? What makes community? I believe it's wherever God's power is shown. So perhaps on the other side of your screen, there is God. These are attempts that we're doing along with the morning prayer and our Compline on Facebook. It's all just an attempt to try and connect. You see that on an old normal Sunday, we'd be breaking a large loaf of bread and breaking it into smaller and smaller pieces so they all become something larger. We bless the bread and wine, we hand it out, and we hope that that real presence of Jesus in that bread gets carried away by us into the world, making us more. More like Jesus, more like something new called from us. But now we have a new normal. And we meet around a screen. We, as a people of faith, a people of a good orderly direction, as followers of the way, as people of a higher mindedness, we are called to seek a new world. And we might be surprised by it. For instance, Compline Online. All three of the people who are doing it do it a little differently. Joe does it in a kind of an upbeat, Joe-like way. Caitlin is a little bit more reserved and really offering a whole part of herself. When Caleb leads, he has a gentleness to it. And as he ends, this is what he says. Okay, friends, remember that God loves you and the people of St. Mark's love you too. I got a Facebook friend notification from my friend Stacy in Minnesota who joined us online. And she told me as the service ended, her Alexa, her little speaker thing from a big book company, perked up right as she finished and it says, "Do you want me to note that God loves you and that the people of St. Mark loves you too? Is that right?" Nobody likes change. And now we cannot choose away from it. We must change. Something new is being called from us. So last week's gospel, which we didn't hear in this building, we were all listening to other church services, was the woman at the well. And it's a story of an outsider, a fallen woman, who is now being brought inside the fold. And it's a story that works really well for us. We love that kind of story. It's somebody redeemed. We want to be redeemed. We want to be brought back inside. But today's gospel, which you may not have heard all of, but it's a long one from John, but it's a story of a blind man who was inside because of his parents. And his fall from grace was that somebody sinned. And he was born blind. And the people all thought that they knew what that was about. They felt they could judge it. They felt that they could find safety in it. Well, it wasn't me who was born blind, so I'm not a sinner. And here comes this Jesus guy, setting everything on his head, turning up, down into up, down into up, up into down. This guy, Jesus, healing in a messy way, smearing dirt and spit to make mud onto his face, onto his eyes. And the mess is going to continue because we liked the old normal of the guy on the corner who couldn't see and we knew he had sinned. We liked that. That was comfortable. That was the old normal. And now this Jesus, this interrupter guy has made a mess again, and the authorities have to make old normal sense out of what has happened. Nobody likes change, and the authorities cannot choose away from it. Something changed. Something new is being called. The former blind man, who is now healed and blessed and forgiven, they don't know what to make of it. The authorities want someone to blame, the man, his family, perhaps the healer. They're not interested in how he did it. They're interested in who. Perhaps he can be blamed. They cannot see past their traditions, their way of doing it. They like the old normal. It's comfortable. It's safe. Yet nobody likes change, and now they can't choose away from it. And we must change. Something new is being called from us in this new normal. I'd rather be here in this space with all of you. I like to see your faces. I like to check in. I like to know if there's something playing across your emotions. I can't do that now. I'm left standing, staring into a lens and hoping that you are well, hoping that you're taking care, hoping that you're not scared, that you're not locked down, but that you are being careful and being safe. And this change that none of us want will not destroy too much. That is my hope. That is my prayer every morning. None of us wanted this change, and perhaps something good could come of it. But we can't do it alone. So I ask you to reach out to each other. If you're watching this, sign up for our e-gospel. No matter where you are, and no matter how you do it, if you can pick up the phone and call somebody, if you can do a virtual dinner, if you can figure out the technology, we have people who can help you. Reach out. Reach out to me. Reach out to Caleb. Reach out to the clergy, the staff here, and get involved. We need folks to call people. We need to connect. That's what we need to do. And we need each other to live into this new normal, because this time, this weird little space that we're in, some place that we used to be and some place that we're going to go, we don't know what it looks like right now. And when we're in that in-between time, it is so easy to get scared. And when we do that, we make insiders and the outsiders. And who is it? Is it the authorities, the disciples, the former blind man, his parents, the woman at the well, all her husbands? Who is it that's inside or outside? We can make everyone inside. We don't have to make people live on the outside. We can reach out to one another. We don't know what the new normal will be, but we know that we have a faith that is deeper than our fear. And sometimes we just need to hear another human voice to be able to figure that out. So if this is the new normal, we best get on with it. Amen.